My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
How often do we actually think about the goal of the Christian life? I know that sometimes we talk about various aspects of life in Christ, its privileges and responsibilities, about the various practices of the faith, about the do's and the don'ts, and all of this is important. But in all this, it is surprisingly easy to get stuck here in the hows of life in Christ, so much so that we begin to forget the whys. Why do we take up the church year? Why do we fast on some days and in some seasons? Why do we feast at others? Why do we read the stories that we read? I think it's entirely possible that we can go through the whole cycle of the Sundays in the year and forget why we are following this path. And I think in some cases, this is precisely what has happened and why so many have been easily drawn away from the faith of the church. We've forgotten what it means to be a Christian. And though we may maintain a name Christian, we no longer remember that this means something very specific. That following Christ means nothing less than going the way of the cross, of offering ourselves up to our Father who is in heaven, of fighting against all that which is opposed to our Lord and His kingdom. But it isn't that we're unwilling to fight. No, we seem to be able to fight about anything except that which really matters. We've forgotten what we're supposed to be fighting. We'll fight our neighbor, we'll fight for our perceived rights, and sometimes we'll even fight against the evil out there. But how easily we forget that the fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil starts within our own hearts. And just as we saw in the gospel lesson last week when Christ went in and cleansed the temple, we need to remember that the temple is the image of the human heart. We need to be cleansed, and the longings and desires of our hearts have to be directed after those things that will live forever. God has given us, in the church year, not simply a schedule of readings to keep, but a set of tools through which we learn to take on the likeness of our Lord. We are given the roadmap by which we learn to recognize the way of the cross in the world. We recognize in these weeks the way of sanctification, the path that leads us through the graces of purgation, illumination, and union. This is the why of Trinity season. These are the lessons that we have received from the ancient church showing us how we are to grow in Christ. We started by learning how to recognize sin and its deadly fruit within us. And in the grace of purgation, we learn to cut away that deadly fruit of pride and vainglory, dejection, wrath, sloth, avarice, and lust. We spent 7 weeks learning what the sins are and how to combat them within ourselves. But as we progress in the way of the cross and we better learn how to direct our desires, we realize that we have to know ourselves. Where do we find our pleasure and our joy? In the things that belong to the present age, things that will pass away? Are we distracted by things that, though they are not evil in themselves, keep us from setting our affections on that which is truly most important? We need to have the light of Christ directed within us that we may learn to know what we are to seek. In these weeks, we seek the grace of illumination, that we may know ourselves as we truly are, so we might, by the Spirit, learn to follow the path that will lead us toward perfection. In our gospel lesson from Luke 18, Jesus tells a story about two different men, but I think it's worth taking just a moment and noticing how it is that St. Luke introduces our lesson. Jesus spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. He speaks to those who feel quite at ease in their standing before God. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. Now it isn't that there's something defective in fasting or tithing, because when rightly ordered, these are some of the most potent tools that the Christian is given in this fight against deadly sin, but that's not how the Pharisee is using them. Did you notice how his prayer is described? He gives thanks to God, says St. Bernard, not because he was good, but because he was alone, and he is alone only because of the evil that he sees in others. He has not cast the beam out of his own eye, therefore he cannot see clearly to judge himself or anyone else for that matter, yet he issues judgments on all other men. all while claiming to offer thanks to God. But what's he really doing? He's praying with himself, and under the guise of thanksgiving, he boasts that he is righteous while all others are sinners. He stands in a public place so that all will see him in his holiness. He's showing off. He's acting the part of the typical Pharisee upon whom our Lord issued his woes in Luke 11. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the market. They use their religion as a means to feed their love for vainglory. They're not seeking the approval of God, but the praise of men. But there's another man in the story, one who the Pharisee specifically names and thanks God that he is not like him. There's the publican, who in his day was a scandalous figure whose very occupation made him a traitor to his people. He stands in the temple in an obscure place, and he bows his head, and he pounds upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The story comes to a shocking conclusion, at least to those who thought that they were righteous. I tell you, says our Lord, this man, referring to the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. It isn't that the publican is more righteous than the Pharisee, but rather that the Pharisee has elevated himself to the point that he will never be able to see or understand anything about himself or about true righteousness. He used the tools and gifts of God in the pursuit of the glory of this age. He may have received the praise of men, but he also received the judgment of God. Today we seek the grace of illumination in order that we might learn the truth about ourselves and about the kingdom of God. In our epistle, it is St. Paul who writes, who at one time was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, locked in his pursuit of vainglory. He persecuted the church of God even to the point of death, thinking that he was serving God. He was deluded. But we too can live in the same delusion. We may indeed be like St. Paul before he comes to himself. And when we compare ourselves with others, we may think we're doing pretty great. We may even thank God that we're not like others, but the goal of our life is not to be made better than others. The goal of our life is to become like Christ. When we learn this, everything comes into its proper perspective. So may we learn to say with St. Paul, by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, he writes, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and His apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.